This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some great news. No, really. Today they are beginning to stream two different movies, both of which are extremely encouraging and extremely pro-American. Yeah, that's a novelty from Hollyweird, isn't it? One of them is an amazing documentary by Ron Howard. That Ron Howard, Oscar-winning director. The other is kind of from out of left field, or, I don't know, center field maybe, but it is a film that is full of hope and affection and positive family relationships and maybe even a bit of romance. We will tell you about those options for entertainment on this summer weekend. Unless you're enormously entertained by the current controversies in Washington, D.C., we'll also talk about America's leading zoo. We're actually one of America's two leading zoos. The two leading zoos in the country for years and years and years have been the San Diego Zoo, which really is the best, and then the Bronx Zoo in New York. Well, the Bronx Zoo in New York is apologizing. It's a little late, but it's an issue we have covered on this show before, and we will be talking about it later. We'll also be speaking with the president's former chief economic advisor on what do you do about helping the economy survive a raging pandemic, which seems to be getting worse and worse. And then, of course, a pretty strong debate going both ways between one of the leading conservatives in Congress and Dr. Fauci. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. But first, one of the dumbest controversies, and I don't think it's a dumb controversy on the part of the people who are criticizing the president. I think it's an unbelievably dumb controversy on the part of the president himself. He's hurting himself. He's hurting the country. He's damaging the Republican Party beyond even description. And this either makes me think he really does have something wrong. I mean, seriously wrong with his emotional balance. Or maybe he just wants to lose. Because this tweet that he sent out yesterday, and then sticking with the tweet, is just, it's so bizarre and it's so stupid. And there is no one, literally no one in the Republican Party, not Lindsey Graham, who has been his number one supporter, not Ted Cruz, not Marco Rubio, not Liz Cheney, not anybody, not Mitch McConnell, not Kevin McCarthy. No one is supporting the president on this nonsense. He tweeted out, with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent, that's all in caps, election in history, Trump tweeted yesterday. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. And then he has three question marks after that. Okay. This is beyond description. And as a number of people have pointed out, Mitch McConnell pointed this out in responding to the president. Look, Mr. President, we had a civil war. And the president has expressed great admiration for the president he likes to call Honest Abe, the great Abraham Lincoln. And one of the things that happened in the middle of that war, you had a very, very substantial portion of the electorate. Because the electorate was only men at that time, remember? And by the way, it was only white men at that time. And they were away fighting in the war. And you also had 11 states where you couldn't conduct anything like an election. Their votes couldn't count because they were in full rebellion against the federal government. And they did not delay the election. They did not suspend the election. They had the election, and Lincoln allowed it to happen, even though he initially, 3 months before, thought he was going to lose. But partially because Grant and Sherman helped to turn the tide of battle, he won, and he won big. So if President Trump has the least bit of confidence in his own ability to turn this election around, why is he tweeting this out? And why this morning, there's more, and it really does need a little bit of unpacking, because it's just, I wish somebody could talk to the president, somebody who wasn't named Stephen Miller, who is even a bigger horse's rear end. I mean, his session on Fox News, why did they ever let him out of the White House? His wife is, I don't know if she's done with quarantine yet, she was COVID-19 positive, in any event. This was Trump this morning with an ominous prediction, doubling down on the nonsense in his tweet. Listen.
You won't know the election result for weeks, months, maybe years after. Maybe you'll never know the election result, and that's what I'm concerned with. It'll be fixed. It'll be rigged. People ought to get smart. And I just hope our Republican voters, the people that are for you, are going to do what they have to do. Absentee ballots are great, because absentee ballots, you have to go through a process to get them, and it's actually a great thing. Absentee ballots. I'm going to be voting absentee. An absentee ballot is one thing. A universal mail-in ballot is a disaster. These governors are going to send out millions of ballots. This is going to be the greatest election disaster in history. And by the way, you guys like to talk about Russia and China and other places? They'll be able to forge ballots. They'll forge them. They'll do whatever they have to do. Mail-in are a disaster. You're going to see an election that, and we're going to do very well in the election. Nobody wants that date more than me. I wish we'd move it up, okay? Move it up. But you're not prepared for what they're doing. And they're using COVID. You know, they're using the China virus. China must be very happy about it, because they hit us with a virus and now they screw up an election like you will never see. You watch what happens. I don't think you'll ever give me any statement. I guess Trump was right, but the people know I'm right. Watch what happens.
Okay. Watch what happens. Do you know what this emphasizes? It emphasizes the president just feels powerless, that he can't control anything. He's the head of the federal government. He's the head of the Republican Party, which still controls the Senate. And there's a majority on the Supreme Court, by the way, that was appointed by President Trump or President Bush or the previous President Bush. The Republicans. He is not powerless. When he says, just watch, this is going to be the greatest disaster in history, is that a message that is inclined to get Republican voters to come out and vote? Is it? And by the way, this difference between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots, it's a distinction without a difference. The only difference is this, is that with absentee ballots, you have to apply for it in advance. But with mail-in ballots, you have to be registered in advance. You have to register. You have to be checked out. They have to match your signature. Many of them have barcodes. There are 5 states, not all of them Democratic states. Utah is one of them. It's Utah and Colorado and Hawaii and Washington and Oregon that have been conducting all mail-in ballots. And it doesn't mean that they send out the ballots at random. When you get a ballot, and I can tell you this because we've had mail-in ballots here for a while, for almost a decade, and the mail-in ballots work fine. They have not been a problem. And right now, the Secretary of State is one of the 2 Republicans elected statewide in Washington, and she can testify about how they work. The fact is, when you get a ballot in the mail, it has your name on it. It has your name on it, and then you have to sign it. And then they check the signature. And it is absolutely true that they should be very sure, and I think in our state they are pretty good about it, making sure that you don't have those ballots sent to dead people. But for goodness sake, what is the purpose? What's to be gained by trying to scare people about a rigged or stolen election? 3 months before it happens? We'll answer that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you listen to the President of the United States, especially with his remarks this morning, literally just hours ago, if you listen to him, does that, and when he says this is going to be the greatest electoral disaster in history, you'll see, and then maybe after the election we're going to be a laughingstock, it's not going to work, it's going to be a big disaster, does that make it more or less likely that committed Trump supporters, that committed Republicans are going to come out and vote. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, that I believe that so many members of the U.S. Senate, anyone who has any kind of competitive race at all, and that, by the way, includes Lindsey Graham, who, according to polls, is locked in a very tight race with an African-American challenger, fairly dynamic, named Jamie Harrison. But it's why Lindsey Graham and all these other Republicans say, Mr. President, no. Because if you are trying to convince people that the election is rigged, that it's a fraud, that we're not going to ever get any result, and it's not going to be an honest election, if the president is saying that, it's doing two things, both of which are deeply, deeply damaging to his own prospects. One of them is it just makes him look pathetic. Makes him look like he's already lost. It makes him look like he is incapable of exerting any authority in the most powerful position in the world, for goodness sake. He is president of the bloody United States. And he's going on and on about we can't trust the election and we're not going to know the results and it's going to be a big disaster and there's nothing he can do about it. Okay, the other thing it's going to do is to depress and suppress not the turnout of dedicated Biden people, not the turnout of people who are Democrats who want with all their heart to get Trump out of office. It's going to depress the participation of Republicans. And there's another factor here. What group in the population is rightly going to be most concerned about coming out and standing in long lines on election day in the midst of a pandemic? Answer: people over 65 who are most vulnerable to this virus and most concerned about it. This is why Trump is losing that slice of the electorate, which was absolutely crucial to his victory last time, and which tends to go Republican. This, by the way, is something when I was living in California for years and years and years and involved in California politics, people always talked about absentee ballots. Absentee ballots would come in to be overwhelmingly Republican. And I know, he says absentee ballots are fine, but universal mail-in ballots. The difference between absentee ballots and universal mail-in ballots is the difference between a formal request for a ballot and one that comes to you automatically after you register to vote. There is no way you can register to vote absentee, I don't believe, in any of these states. You have to register. And the president yesterday, we brought you part of his press conference live where he was giving a statement about all the progress in fighting the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. Then after that, he took some questions. And it was also very revealing about his thinking about the election and the problems with the election and the process and some of the answers that he gave. He indicated what I think is a legitimate concern that final results in some races are going to take a long time. Listen.
When you look at article after article, New York's mail vote disaster, tens of thousands of mail ballots have been tossed out in this year's primaries. What will happen in November? It's a mess. And I don't want to see an election. You know, so many years I've been watching elections. And they say the projected winner or the winner of the election. I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd or a month or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years. Years, or you never even know who won the election?
Okay. That's only assuming, of course, the election is incredibly close. And when they do these projections, nothing is stopping Fox and CNN and MSNBC and CBS and all of the media outlets from doing what they normally do, which is exit polls. Those exit polls are pretty solid. Every once in a great while, they get something wrong. I remember there was a New Hampshire Senate race about 30 years ago that they just got wrong. They used the exit polls and they got it wrong. It was Bob Smith was the senator from New Hampshire. I have a strange mind, but okay. The guy he defeated was a guy named Dick Sweat. I'm sorry, that was his name. That was the Democratic candidate. And Dick, the election had been called for Dick Sweat, sorry, be on election night, and then they got the exit poll wrong. Okay, this kind of stuff does happen. But on this presidential election, unless it is epically close like the Bush-Gore election, and we didn't know that election until December, we finally got a decision from the Supreme Court in the winter. Then he said this about what is likely to happen if some of the states go through with their own decision to have at least partial mail-in voting. Listen.
We want to have an election where people actually go in. And what's your name? My name is so-and-so. Boom, you signed the book like I've been doing for years. It's very, very unfair to our country. If they do this, our country will be a laughingstock all over the world because everyone knows it doesn't work. How many ballots is he sending in California? Is it 28 million or some massive number? Other states are sending out millions and millions of ballots? Well, they've done it. They had experiments. They had news organizations experimenting. And look, read the story in the Washington Post about mail-in voting. It's a disaster. I'm very surprised to see that story, frankly, from them. The story is a disaster.
Okay, it's not. And by the way, the California Secretary of State, they have mailed out ballots to registered voters. People who are non-citizens are not allowed to register to vote. And you actually have to check it out and make sure the person is who he or she says he or she is. That's why this whole debate about ID and voter ID, since you do need to show some kind of ID, some kind of verification in order to register, I've never understood why Democrats object to voter ID on Election Day. But this is Trump on the mail-in ballot. Listen.
You said that you don't want to see a delay in the election, but then it looks like the process of these mail-in ballots is going to continue to November.
Well, we have many court cases, Jim. We have one that's been filed for a while now in western Pennsylvania, as an example, on mail-in ballots.
So and
by the way, Jim, we give tremendous examples, numbers of examples of all the fraud and all of the things that have taken place with respect to mail-in ballots.
I'm just wondering, is the net effect of what you tweeted this morning and what you're talking about now to cast doubt on the results of the November 3rd election?
Well, it's had an interesting impact. I didn't know it was going to be the impact it had. What people are now looking at is, am I right, but not me, are all these stories right about the fact that these elections will be fraudulent?
Okay. The President of the United States is saying we're going to have a fraudulent election and he can't do anything about it. We will be back to that. We're also going to talk to his former chief economic advisor about the future of the economy coming up.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats.
And those four different offers have been actually rejected, but more importantly than that, they've not even been countered with a proposal.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is bracing the state for incoming Hurricane Isaias.
To ensure the state's fully prepared for impact, I just signed an executive order to declare a state of emergency in every coastal county of Florida's east coast.
DeSantis urging residents to remain vigilant and pay close attention to local warnings and says that emergency officials have a PPE reserve in place to combat both hurricane season and the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome to the show, Professor Casey Mulligan. He is a professor of economics at the University of Chicago, which is one of the best economics departments in the world, and certainly one of those most sympathetic to free market ideas. Thank you, Milton Friedman. He also served as chief economist for the Council of Economic Advisors in the Trump administration. He's the author of the just-released new book, which is an exception because it's a book about the Trump administration that actually tries for a little bit of balance. The book is called You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. Professor Mulligan, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, my pleasure to join.
Thank you, thank you. Let me ask you first up, no one in the administration, and certainly it's not reflected in your book, was expecting that the entire first term would be severely disrupted by a pandemic. And do you believe that passing some kind of new relief bill for $1 trillion or more is going to be necessary for reviving the economy?
I don't think it's necessary. The one thing we learned in the GDP report that came out, maybe we didn't learn it, but it definitely solidifies our understanding, is that there was, of course, there was a record reduction in income that people received from work, a record reduction in GDP itself, but there was actually a record increase in personal income. So what had happened is people were taking less money home from work, but the government checks that were being sent out exceeded that by quite a bit. So the net result is actually more personal income. And that's kind of the other side of the coin of the $600 a week unemployment bonus that allowed the majority of the unemployed actually to be bringing home more during the pandemic and in the form of government checks than they were bringing home from regular jobs.
So, in other words, if you were still advising President Trump as you were previously, you would advise him, don't worry about it if this attempt to get some kind of a deal falls through and we don't have another $1 trillion for COVID-19 relief. Do I hear you right?
Yeah, I think we kind of overshot it from an economic perspective. Now, it is an election year, and I've never been elected to anything, so you know, I let the president and the vice president figure that stuff out. But from the economic perspective, yeah, we stepped up with a lot of assistance, probably too much in hindsight. And the right direction they're looking to pare that back somewhat seems like the right direction.
If you look at the possibility of a Trump second term, what do you think would economically and in terms of spending and economic management and regulation issues, what do you think would be dramatically different in a second term?
Well, you know, one of the chapters in the book is about the parallels between Trump and Reagan, which are many more than even the Trump or the Reagan people appreciate, and especially in the trade area. You know, people forget that Ronald Reagan was also very worried about our intellectual property business and how those ideas were being taken in that time by the Japanese and other Asian tigers. And it's tough in just your first term to straighten that out, and it took Reagan until his second term to do that. So I think the second term, we'd see a lot of these trade negotiations start to wrap up in a concrete way. We got a little something on China earlier this year, but for the most part, you know, there's a lot of trade renegotiation that needs to be done, and we'd see that in the second term.
Do you think that the president is less likely to keep talking about the China virus and is he more likely to be actually pursuing a meaningful deal with China if he is reelected?
Yeah, I mean, it's no question that the even without the virus, the deal that they got in December, January was kind of an interim deal. It wasn't even halfway to where either China or the United States wants to be. Yeah, I see them continuing. Now, there's too much at stake for both sides just to accept the way things were done in the past couple decades.
And in terms of immigration, the president said today, and it surprised me, he apparently is planning to deliver a great big sweeping immigration reform bill before the election in the next couple of weeks. Do you think that's a good idea economically?
Yeah, he did in the Rose Garden in, I believe it was May 2019, give or take a month. He had an immigration plan. Now, that was not a bill. You know, it was just in the Rose Garden. A few congressmen were invited to sit in the seats, but that was just, you know, his people. And it was a very solid plan. It was rewarding or encouraging immigration that enhances our economy. And, you know, that sounds like a President Trump type of approach, and it is, but actually it's something very similar to what Canada and Australia have already been doing for years. And so that was the president's idea for our reformed immigration system. And if he's going to do a bill, as you said, and I guess he's got some people in Congress on board with that, which kudos to him for doing that. You know, it's something like Canada and Australia have been very happy with their approaches. So for us to try it doesn't seem crazy, but it's such a politicized issue. Sometimes even the common sense solutions don't get tried.
Okay, speaking of common sense solutions, do we need to get better control of the pandemic and the coronavirus, novel coronavirus? Do we need to get better control of it before we have a meaningful economic recovery?
I'm not sure a virus is something you control. aside from the vaccine, and a lot of efforts put into that, and a lot of progress, in fact, more progress than anybody expected. And so that's one path to a recovery, both from the virus and economically. You know, if you never get a vaccine, can you recover? I think you can. I think Sweden has been an example. They were much aligned early on, but every week that goes by, there's more appreciation for the way they approach it. They never really had a big recession there, and now their virus counts are way down, and they're hopeful to be back to normal. I'm one of the first countries back to normal in the world without having to worry about second waves and those sort of issues.
We only have a moment left, but Professor Mulligan, your book, You're Hired, just published, you mention untold successes and failures. What's the number one untold failure, if you were to point that out?
Yeah, I think the president and I agree, maybe for different reasons, but he's a populist president, and he doesn't really care what people in Washington want from him, but he does care about what his voters wanted from him, and one of those things was Obamacare to be repealed. And he promised that over and over and over again, and he didn't forget that promise, and he kept telling us, hey, I promise this, and we got to do something. And I think there are parts of Obamacare even the president's not aware of that are quite damaging. One I make out in the book about how Obamacare introduced a new subsidy really for the fentanyl and heroin lifestyle, which has been a tragic plague wow. in our communities. And if we get rid of Obamacare, we get rid of that.
Without a doubt. Okay, that's Professor Casey Mulligan of University of Chicago, a former chief economist for the Council of Economic Advisors in the Trump administration. We've posted his new book, You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. When we come back, what's the populist position, the right populist position on this question of not just delaying the election, but discrediting the election? Coming up on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Associated Press story about President Trump's controversy regarding the election and his attempts to discredit it in advance. And by the way, that's not a partisan or in question characterization of what's going on. When the president says we're not going to know who really won the election, when he says it's all rigged, he uses terms like rigged. He tweeted terms like inaccurate and fraudulent election. He says 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. He's saying that at a time that he is president of the United States. He's not a challenger anymore. He's the president. And by the way, the majority of governors are Republicans. Just barely, but still, it's 26 Republican governors, 24 Democratic governors. And Republicans are governors in three of the largest states, all of which President Trump needs to carry. Florida, Texas, Ohio. Those all have Republican governors who are supporting actively President Trump. And look, the idea that this election is about to be stolen is very strange. And again, it is extremely likely to make it less possible, less overwhelming for Republicans to actually show up and turn out. Particularly if you're in that older segment of the electorate, that among the people over 65 who happen to be white, President Trump won overwhelmingly last time. Now he's not doing so well. And part of it because I don't think he understands the reluctance of many, many people to come out and stand in line for hours. Why not make it easier for people to vote by mail? The Associated Press coverage, it says, after facing blowback from Republicans for even floating the idea of a delay in the election, Trump appeared to retreat, tweeting that he was merely trying to highlight alleged problems with the mail-in ballots. Do I want to see a day change? No, Trump said later during a news conference. But I don't want to see a crooked election. And speaking of a crooked election, the Trump administration has intelligence officials, and this is now covered everywhere, who have come out and based upon some classified information, Associated Press again reports that Russian intelligence services are using three English language websites to spread disinformation about the novel coronavirus pandemic, seeking to exploit a crisis that the United States is struggling to contain before the presidential election in November. U.S. officials, that means the Trump administration, said this week, two Russians who have held senior roles in Moscow's military intelligence service, known as the GRU, that's the successor to the KGB, have been identified as responsible for a disinformation effort reaching American and other Western audiences, U.S. government officials said, on condition of anonymity. Between late May and early July, one official said, the website singled out this week published about 150 articles about the coronavirus pandemic response, including coverage aimed either at propping up Russia or denigrating the U.S. And some of these websites that are actually operated by the Russians have supported the Chinese idea that actually coronavirus was a product of the U.S. military. And meanwhile, there's more controversy involved with charges of racism against President Trump. Yesterday, he was in the midst of all this stuff about delaying the election. He was doing that right as John Lewis's funeral was going on. And the Lewis funeral, I was struck by how well President Bush spoke, and we'll hear some of that a little bit later. President Obama attacked President Trump. It was the most hard-hitting attack on President Trump that Obama has done so far since he left office. But President Trump today on the helicopter was asked a question about this Obama-era policy regarding the suburbs and public housing, where he has taken a very strong stand. Listen.
Urban lifestyle dreams. Why would low-income housing in the suburbs destroy the suburban lifestyle dream?
So we ended a rule that was a very horrible rule for people in suburbia and the suburbs. And that rule has been a very unfair rule for a long time, and it was going to be made a lot worse by Biden and Cory Booker. It's a rule that basically you build low-income housing and you build other forms of housing, also having to do with zoning, and destroy people that have lived in communities in suburbia. For years they've lived there, and they want to destroy their lives and destroy what they have. And it's been going on for a long time. I ended the rule so people living in the suburbs will no longer have that problem.
Why shouldn't they share the dream? Why shouldn't they share the dream, sir?
Okay, the dream that he's talking about is President Trump tweeted 2 days ago. I am happy to inform all of the people living their suburban lifestyle dream, that's all capitalized, that you will no longer be bothered or financially hurt by having low-income housing built in your neighborhood. And I do, and as I indicated this yesterday, I think it's certainly worthwhile to make sure that there is local control, not federal control, local control of where they put any public or subsidized housing. And this can be a real problem for people who've worked all their lives to invest in a home. And all of a sudden you have a multi-unit housing project that is put into your neighborhood where normally multi-unit buildings wouldn't belong. And there was a the Obama program, which Obama had put into practice, which was basically to override local control here, has not been enforced since Trump has become president. It just hasn't. So issuing this executive order that he did doesn't really change anything. And whether one likes it or not, when if there is a change in the presidency, the next president can withdraw Trump's executive order and reinstate the Obama rule, which, of course, probably Joe Biden is likely to do if he's elected. So why is Trump bringing this up now, given the fact that he hasn't enforced this rule at all? It's a rule that has one of those alphabet soup designations. The Obama-era rule, which sought to lessen the impact of decades of racial segregation in America's neighborhoods, has been hell so for suburbia, Trump said. So he said to an audience, so now you can enjoy your life, that he has gotten rid of the rule. President Trump has used this issue before, and he's using it, I think, probably very consciously, to try to turn around the loss in suburban support that he has received. Suburbs tend to be an area where college-educated white people are overrepresented. And Trump has been having trouble with that demographic, at least according to the polling. The decision will have little immediate political impact because the agency hadn't enforced the rules since 2018. Instead, the plan by the Department of Housing and Urban Development appears pinned on politics. Is this going to be an explosive issue? Does this particular initiative by the Trump administration and the new executive order, does that amount to a racial dog whistle or a racist dog whistle? There's a front page story today in the New York Times. And again, it's one of those outrageous front page stories that isn't a story. It's just an opinion piece. And it's an opinion piece saying that President Trump is the second coming of George Wallace. And they even get a comment by George Wallace's son. George Wallace was a former governor of Alabama who stood in the schoolhouse door and said, segregation forever, segregation to yesterday, segregation today, segregation forever. And he ran for president in 1968. He ran as a third-party candidate, and he got 14% of the vote. And they say that President Trump is modeling his campaign after George Wallace. That is a ridiculous charge. George Wallace was running a campaign as a third-party candidate. He never expected to win. He expected to gain influence, and he did carry five states. Didn't stop Nixon from winning in that election. Trump is not a third-party candidate. He's the nominee and soon to be nominee of the Republican Party. And he is the President of the United States running for re-election. And that ought to be remembered by everybody in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.